USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After two mass shootings within hours of each other on Saturday, President Trump's ordered flags be lowered to half-staff. And he'll address the nation about the shootings at 10 o'clock Eastern Time today. Trump said yesterday the nation shares in the pain and suffering of those affected, and he condemned the hateful and cowardly acts in El Paso, where a gunman killed 20 and is now in custody, and in Dayton, Ohio, where a gunman killed 9 before he was killed by police. The Dayton police chief says,
any suggestion at this time of motive would be irresponsible. We do not have sufficient information to answer the question that everyone wants to know. Why?
The 21-year-old suspect in the El Paso shootings is believed a white supremacist. They're calling it an act of domestic terrorism. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Authorities say the people killed in Friday's cliff collapse north of San Diego were all members of the same family, a daughter, her mother, and her aunt. They were all at the beach on Friday celebrating the aunt beating breast cancer. She died at the beach. The other two women died later at a hospital. City officials say there was no indication that 30-foot chunk of sand and rock was going to be collapsing anytime soon. Lowe's is laying off thousands of store workers. The home improvement chain trying to increase its profits. The Wall Street Journal reporting that Lowe's will be laying off employees who handle certain maintenance and product assembly work. ASAP Rocky is back in the States, showing up at Kanye West's weekly Sunday service. He'd been in Sweden, where he was accused of an assault, and they're recommending a 6-month sentence. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
More now on the two mass shootings over the weekend, as now the National Rifle Association is offering its deepest sympathies for the victims of those two mass shootings. However, the gun rights group says, quote, it will not participate in the politicizing of the tragedies. The NRA statement saying the group is committed to the safe and lawful use of firearms and that it will work to pursue real solutions that it says would protect everyone from these types of acts. The BBC is reporting that Iran is accusing the crew of a seized oil tanker of smuggling. The report this morning, citing an Iranian Revolutionary Guard news source that says the ship was boarded last Wednesday near the island of Farsi and that 7 crew members were arrested. The report says the tanker was transferred to the Iranian port city of Bushehr, where the oil cargo was confiscated. The BBC says so far it's not clear under what flag that tanker was sailing, nor what the nationalities are of those in custody. Back on July 13th, the Iranians detained a Panamanian tanker and also accused that crew of smuggling. And Barbara Streisand's first concert in 13 years at Madison Square Garden in New York City turned political as the 77-year-old Streisand took the stage last night. And it was no surprise the outspoken Democrat took jabs at President Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.